This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Today's podcast is a bit longer than usual, so I ask your forbearance. Over the next few minutes, I will be narrating a little slice of history of the land where I now live, my home, Virginia. I take a rather unorthodox approach, and I hope you will find the time to listen and take it all in. Born and raised in Ohio, I came to Virginia in 1971, but it was not until nearly 20 years later when I took a job with a Virginia-based company that had installations throughout this Commonwealth that I truly began to travel and see much of Virginia for the first time. And I quickly fell in love with this land that had already been my home for two decades. Over 40 years after I first arrived in Virginia, this Ohio boy began to do some research on his family history. What I discovered almost knocked me to the floor. Tracing back through my family tree, I learned of many ancestors who made their home here in the land of Washington, Madison, Patrick Henry, and Robert E. Lee. Some lived in the same town at the same time as Tom Jefferson. Who knows? Perhaps they were acquaintances. Ha! At this point, I can only speculate, but yes, although a transplant from the Midwest, my roots, my family tree is here, in the land named for a virgin queen. I also made some discoveries that I am not yet prepared to go public with, but I will say that I have found some very strong evidence connecting me, by blood, to some of the very earliest scenes of Virginia colonization, including bloodline linkage to the leadership of Virginia's indigenous people of that era. So far, I have discovered that four of my ancestors fought in the Revolutionary War, that at least one was a slave owner, and that one served in the Virginia House of Burgesses in the 1630s. My roots go very deep here in America, and I am beginning to understand more fully why I love my country the way I do. Well, enough introduction. Let me tell you this little story. Late one evening, while driving home from a visit to my mother's place near Leesburg, Virginia, I became inspired once more about this remarkable commonwealth in which I have resided since 1971. The drive from Leesburg to Manassas is one of my favorites. U.S. Route 15, having already wound its way from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and points north through the beauty of central Maryland into Virginia at Point of Rocks on the Potomac River, and then south into Leesburg, continues its journey southward from there toward Haymarket, Warrenton, Culpeper, and south, eventually into the Carolinas. Well, that night, heading home, I drove straight into a thunderstorm. All around me, one by one, flashes of lightning illuminated the darkened sky. Thunder rolled off in the distance. I could see nothing but the taillights of the truck in front of me as the 18-wheeler's tires splashed rainwater on my windshield. Outside, the typical Virginia July heat combined with the usual excessive humidity to create the kind of evening where, had it not been raining, and had I stopped and gotten out of my car for some reason, I would have soon been drenched in my own sweat, just standing still. Although darkened both by nightfall and the cloud and rain-filled sky, I knew this scenic road by heart, having traveled it so many times. Coming out of Leesburg, the grade ascends ever so slightly, sloping up along the eastern edge of the Catoctin mountain chain. Not large by most standards, the Catoctin Mountains, encompassed by idyllic, green rolling pastures, dotted with farmhouses and country estates with long winding driveways, are beautiful nonetheless. To the east, the driver's left, one can see from that vantage point most of eastern Loudoun County in the distance. On a clear night, one can view the sprawling, lighted bedroom communities of Ashburn, Broadlands, and Brambleton. Close by, the grounds of Oatlands, now a National Trust historic site, but once a thriving 3,400-acre plantation originally formed in 1798, welcomes visitors daily. At the bottom of that grade, just a little further down the road, Goose Creek winds lazily under U.S. 15 on its way toward the Potomac River to the north. From the Goose Creek Bridge to Gilbert's Corner, at the intersection of U.S. 15 and U.S. 50, the highway meanders gently through southern Loudoun County, past farms and pastures. From the light at U.S. 50, the final stretch of my way home begins. This time, looking to the right, Bull Run Mountain rises toward the sky, running almost the full length of the 15-mile stretch from Gilbert's Corner to Interstate 66 in Haymarket. I have friends who live on that mountain. At one time, the Bull Run Mountain community was a weekend retreat for residents of D.C., Arlington, and Alexandria. Now it is home to a large group of Beltway commuters. About halfway down that stretch, Bull Run, which establishes the border between Loudoun and Prince William counties, crosses U.S. 15's path. A few miles east of here, Bull Run twists and turns through the Manassas National Battlefield Park, site of two major bloody Civil War clashes, one in 1861, the other in 1862. Confederates won the day in both encounters. As I rolled down U.S. 15, the rain continued to descend and the thunder progressed in its rolling. U.S. 15 in Virginia is also known as the James Madison Highway. This road, if followed further south, eventually takes one to the town of Orange, Virginia. Montpelier, the home of James Madison, our fourth U.S. president, is a short side trip just a few miles away. And this very stretch of U.S. 15, on which I travel from my mom's place to my home in Manassas, and runs, as I noted earlier, along the east side of Bull Run Mountain, once served as a parade route for President Madison in 1826. Many of the major roads around these parts are named for historic Virginia figures. The aforementioned U.S. 50 is often referred to as the John Mosby Highway, after the notorious Colonel John Singleton Mosby. Mosby's Confederate raiders terrorized Union troops from Winchester to Fairfax throughout the war between the states. A little further to the south, skirting my hometown of Manassas, U.S. 15, which runs from Arlington County all the way to North Carolina, is named Lee Highway for the beloved Southern General Robert E. Lee. General Lee is probably the most venerated historic figure from Virginia, even more respected than George Washington by many native Virginians. General Thomas J. Jackson falls right behind Lee in popularity among Virginians. When Jackson was accidentally shot by his own men in the Battle of Chancellorsville in 1863 and lost his left arm, Lee wrote, "He has lost his left arm, but I have lost my right arm." Southwest of here, in the Shenandoah Valley, U.S. Route 340 merges with U.S. Route 11 just north of the charming and bucolic town of Lexington. Before he became known as Stonewall, before the war between the states broke out, Jackson lived in Lexington and taught at the Virginia Military Institute, also known as VMI. I had the privilege of visiting VMI several times in the late 1990s. Some called the school the West Point of the South. The campus's austere appearance and in some ways stark but striking architecture took my breath away. I felt as if I had traveled back nearly 200 years in time. U.S. 340 from just north of Lexington meanders gently northward through the towns of Stewart's Draft, Waynesboro, and Elkton, all the way to Luray, Virginia. From Luray, north to where it crosses the Shenandoah River at the West Virginia border near Harper's Ferry, U.S. 340 is named the Stonewall Jackson Highway. Oh, if I only had the time, I could tell you so much more about General Jackson and his many military exploits in this part of our Commonwealth. But we still have four more Virginia highways yet to explore. My trek south on U.S. 15 came to an end just north of Haymarket as I turned left at the light on the U.S. 15 bridge over Interstate 66. As I eased down the ramp, preparing to merge with eastbound traffic, I noticed that the heavy rain had begun to lighten up just a bit. Another 12 minutes and I would be home. The town of Haymarket, just a few hundred yards to the south of the I-66 on-ramp east, is but a few miles west of my hometown, Manassas. And if you head west from Haymarket toward Front Royal, on Virginia Route 55, you will come to the small town of Marshall. Marshall is named for the fourth Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, who was an extremely influential figure in early U.S. jurisprudence history. And oh yes, he is another of Virginia's native sons. Oh, by the way, Virginia Route 55 is also known as the John Marshall Highway. I exit I-66 and begin my way south on the Virginia 234 bypass. South of here, if we were to continue about 23 miles from my current location, we would encounter U.S. Route 1. It runs from Maine to Florida and was at one time the primary highway for north-south, east coast travelers before Interstate 95 came along. U.S. Route 1 in Virginia is named Jefferson Davis Highway. Jefferson Davis, though not a native Virginian, served as the president of the Confederacy in Richmond during the war. And parts of U.S. 1 in Fairfax, Prince William, and Stafford counties are also called the Washington-Rochambeau route. The name signifies the road that George Washington and French General Rochambeau traveled on their way to accept British General Cornwallis' surrender at Yorktown, Virginia in 1781 in an earlier war fought on Virginia soil. And speaking of Washington, just a little northwest of here, near McLean, Virginia, our first president and another renowned Virginian are honored by having roads named after them. The George Washington Memorial Parkway begins at Dolly Madison Boulevard and carries commuters and sightseers alike along the banks of the Potomac River, passing the towering cathedral spires of Georgetown and terminating at Washington's home plantation, Mount Vernon. Even my local community is deeply rich in history. Not far from here, near the quaint colonial town of Occoquan, founded in 1765, Captain John Smith, nearly 400 years ago in 1608, piloted his small wooden sailing vessel into the Occoquan Bay and up the Occoquan River to what folks in those days called the Freshes. The Freshes are the fall line, or that place in a river where the salt water ends and the fresh water begins. From that moment forward, Virginia has led the way on this North American continent of ours. Named for Elizabeth, England's Virgin Queen, and at one time stretching west to the Mississippi and north to the Great Lakes, Virginia is the mother of 8 U.S. presidents, including Thomas Jefferson, the writer of the Declaration of Independence, and James Madison, the primary architect of the United States Constitution. Historic Virginia, sadly tarnished by the curse of slavery, once possessed, and still does to some measure, an Eden-like quality. Yet, a rich residue of the past remains. It is captured in road names and historic markers, as well as countless historic buildings and places. I see it, smell it, and even taste it as I travel her roads. Oh, there's so much more I could tell you, and I will, in due course, but I have already far exceeded your extended grace with this outing. Well, I pulled at last into my driveway. The rain had all but ceased, and was a slight drizzle now. As I sat there that balmy summer evening, engine still running, air conditioning cranking out the coolness at full blast, I prepared to exit my Jeep Liberty and step out into the cloying humidity. But then I hesitated and pondered, as I often do. Surrounded by rich Virginia history, I felt a swelling of pride. This Ohio boy, transplanted to Northern Virginia over 40 years ago, offered thanks to God out of deep gratitude for being grafted in as one of Virginia's sons. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on The Night Watch.